Time for our weekly conversation with Flo Tez, our first lady of the Eugene sports scene. Find her work for KEZI Sports, channel 7-0-9 on your Comcast Xfinity system. Many stories and videos on the website, KEZI.com. Engage on Twitter. Use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers. KR, a most magnificent Friday to you. How are things?
Things are great. I'm just out here at Jane Sanders waiting for the Ducks to get their Super Regional started.
Yeah, too bad about the weather. I was hoping you could do something about that. Maybe petition Marissa, but all is well. So, yeah, let's start there. Kentucky's in for a Super Regional. Ducks had the nail-biter last Saturday against Wisconsin, then run-ruled their way through. But that Saturday comeback, Kristen, you were there. From the intensity of the crowd to what was at stake, how electrifying of a scene was that?
Oh, it was unreal, I think, especially because so many people, whether it was, you know, us in the media trying to plan out our schedules for the rest of the day, or, you know, if it was looking for fans in the crowd saying, oh, you know, there's another game. Because if they lost that game to Wisconsin, they would have had to come back at about 8 o'clock that night, a couple hours later, for another game to make it to the regional finals. And, I mean, just seeing Oregon tie the game up and push it to extras, I mean, that was some crowd. I mean, everyone was on their feet. It was electric here at Jane. And, you know, Oregon fans are phenomenal for softball. So they're hoping to root them on, and maybe not as much as a comeback like they did against Wisconsin the first time. But it should be a great Super Regional.
So the next day, they jumped the Badgers 4-1. They're off to the races. And now, you know, this program is almost a cliche in the Super Regional. You get to speak with the players, Coach White. Is there a college World Series or bust mentality, or with so many freshmen making contributions, they'll be back? What are you getting for this team from this team as they kind of dive into this series with the Wildcats?
Well, I don't think there's any sort of kind of one and done mentality of, you know, just this year make of what you can. I mean, there's going to be some longevity because of the freshmen that they have. I mean, you know, this was the number one recruiting class in the nation that Oregon got. And you had, you know, with Miranda Ellish, the number one recruit. And then you have, I think, really Maggie Ballin and Shannon Rhodes have been phenomenal freshmen for this program. And, I mean, all season, you know, Maggie's come in some closer positions, and she says she likes being the closer because she likes the pressure. And the playoffs are, you know, NCAA, you know, regionals, super regionals are basically an extended version of feeling that pressure every single time you're in the circle. And I mean, Shannon Rhodes has literally stepped up to the plate. She's been phenomenal producing offense. So, you know, I guess they're freshmen and yes, they're young, but at the same time, these girls know how to act under pressure. And, you know, they've said it all year that they're a scrappy team, that, you know, they don't have the most amazing looking runs, but they do score. They do have great defense. And, you know, that's why they're here. That's why they're back here this weekend.
We're talking with Kristen Rogers of KEZI Sports. I wanted to get to something you just said. We've seen the video you've posted. There's been Mia Camuso, Shannon Rhodes, you mentioned Miranda and Maggie. And you cover it all. Justin Herbert as a freshman, Sabrina Ionescu in hoops. From your experience, is it me or does it just seem like the four freshmen on this softball team who are making major contributions, beyond their play, I don't know if it's the club leagues they play in or always being in the spotlight, they just have a comfort level of dealing with the media as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would definitely say that the freshmen on this softball team are probably the most mature than what we've seen. And, I mean, you know, given a lot of the other freshmen that have, you know, Ben Starrs, whether, you know, you mentioned Justin Herbert. I mean, those guys are just naturally shy guys. I mean, you know, that's their personality. So you can't kind of say that, oh, they're not mature because they're not talking to the media a lot. But, I mean, I do think when you look at Shannon Rhodes, when you look at Maggie Ballin, Miranda Ellis, I mean, you know, Mia Camuso, all these girls are really talkative. They're really outgoing. And they do have a sense of leadership on this team. And you can see it both, you know, when we're talking with them post-game and also when they're on the field. I mean, they do have that sense of comfortability because they have had such a high level of play this season.
Let's move to the Prefontaine tonight, tomorrow afternoon, a veritable who's who of track and field stars, so accomplished, the Duck connections from the international flavoring. You know, you get the knowledgeable crowd at Hayward. What is striking you as maybe the unique or exciting element of this annual extremely elite meet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's just that. And obviously the Hayward faithful knows, but this is one of the biggest track meets the entire track season, outdoor track season, just because you have so many people coming in from all over the world. And I don't know if you reported this or whatnot yet, but Matthew Sentritz from a duck, obviously, he is not racing this weekend. He was supposed to be in the Bowerman Mile. Yeah. He actually released on Twitter earlier today, and I was over at the pre-presser, as I like to call it. he unfortunately has a virus, so he's going to be walking around Hayward Field in the stands watching, but he's not going to be competing tomorrow. Besides that fact, there's still going to be a lot of ducks. I mean, today in the women's 800, later tonight, you have Laura Raisler, you know, Bowerman winner. She's going to be over there. And then I had a chance to talk with, of course, Devin Allen. This is just his third race since Rio, which is crazy to think about. You know, and he's raced pretty much every race possible at Hayward Field, but the pre. So he was saying he was really excited finally to have that opportunity to come out and race, you know, the pre classic, something that he's, you know, grown up hearing about and watching and seeing. And now he finally gets to race in it. And I think now he can officially say he's raced in every single race possible over at Hayward Field.
I know you've previewed the meet, and by the way, good one on the pre-press conference. Be it Devin Allen, you got Justin Gatlin, still elite at age 35, Jenna Prandini and Allison Felix in the 200. From what you've read, the entries and who you've spoken to, is there an event or two that, you know, you personally are looking forward to?
Oh, I would definitely say the women's sprints, because you have Elaine Thompson who, you know, swept in 100 and 200 in Rio this summer. Obviously, you have Allison Felix, you have Jenna Prandini. I mean, you have some great competition there. And then I would say the hurdles as well. I mean, Omar McLeod, who won gold, he's going to be out there. You know, Devin's going to be out there. Talking with Devin today, he said that it's almost like Olympic caliber quality out there competing, because you have so many world champions and you have so many people that did compete in the Olympics. It's just, you know, over at Hayward Field. So there's going to be great competition all the way around. Bowerman Mile, always something I love to watch. So it's going to be a lot of really, really great action again, starting tonight and then going into tomorrow.
Talking many things with Kristen Rogers, KEZI Sports, who, big Warriors fan, last loss April 10th. They've lost once since March 11th. You making room in your team gear wardrobe closet for another hoodie, t-shirt, or championship hat?
Hey, I've already been decked out for a while now, so that is not a concern of mine. But no, I mean, it's obviously exciting to see them back here. I mean, it's, you know, you gotta love it this time of the year, no matter who's competing. You know, I'm excited to see this because of what happened last year, and I think because of what happened last year, and because everyone, you know, from the start knew that it was going to be Warriors Cavs no matter what coming into the finals. So it's exciting. It's, you know, the third part in the trilogy coming up right now, and it's going to be a fun one to watch.
All right, a couple final thoughts. I want to get to the French Open because you're one of the few big tennis fans I get to talk to around here, someone who had the opportunity to play club tennis at USC. Roland Garros, of course, the clay surface. A million years ago, I played on it once, and the footing drove me nuts. So as somebody who's played and follows and is very knowledgeable about the sport, explain what you played on surface-wise here in America and maybe some of your experiences, because I think the average person who's played tennis obviously knows they're used to the harder surface.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I mean, and that's one of the reasons why Americans usually do better at the U.S. Open, obviously, than any other surface. I mean, when you look at some of the young kids coming up in tennis that are growing up, you know, in Europe, in other areas of the world, I mean, they do really well on all surfaces because they're trained on all surfaces. I mean, I played clay before, but we don't play red clay a lot in America. It's a lot of green clay, which isn't. It's a little bit, obviously, a different texture, different feel. I mean, you're still sliding around a lot. But, I mean, playing on clay is so different because of the way the ball bounces, because of the fact that you're sliding a lot. I mean, you really have to be, you know, on your game, on your toes, because I've rolled many an ankle playing on clay before. And it's a lot of fun. But, it's, you know, Roland Garros clay, it's something else. But no, hey, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, this is getting into my favorite part of the year. French Open has always something that I've loved. Growing up, Rafael Nadal was always my favorite player. So I think I have a signed shirt from him somewhere in my apartment. always love watching the French Open because of him. So it's it's definitely one of my favorite tournaments of the year.
Growing up watching Rafael Nadal, you just made me feel 107 years old. Thank you. So you said you were at the pre for the press conference and softball. I would imagine those events will take up a majority of the weekend for you and your cohorts at KEZI.
Oh yeah, of course. And then obviously we have people over at Duck Baseball, closing out the Pac-12 season with UCLA. We have people up in Corvallis with Beavers playing Abilene Christian. There's a lot going on this weekend. You gotta love it all. But I'll be out here at Hayward and the Jane pretty much the entire weekend.
All right, KEZI.com online at Kristen E. Rogers on Twitter. KR, enjoy your weekend. Should be a lot of fun. And enjoy your holiday. And we'll catch up next week.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Bye.